what would you say about somebody like calling somebody like that that just wouldn't have support his family and all the time? You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Oh, there's lots of things that they call. He's a neglector, or a lot of them. There's a lot of people of that type is drunks.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, they call them bums. Bum off from somebody else and neglect their family.
And that kind of person, you ever heard him call somebody that just kind of trash or trash you or that kind of
thing? Yeah, well, yes. But trashy people is people that got no moral or
no standards.
No standards.
And say if somebody's waiting on you to get ready so you can go out. You know, when he comes and knocks on the door, you might say, well, I'll be with you
in a minute.
Mm-hmm. And say you know you're on the right road, but you don't know the distance. You might stop and ask somebody how
far it was. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. And say you want to know how many times somebody, say, does something like goes into town. You might say, well, how?
How many times do you go?
And let's see, I'll ask you about some names and things. This right here, you can call you.
That's your heart.
And this black stuff that I need to
get. That's your hair.
Mm-hmm. When a man grows that under here.
A beard.
Yeah, when you were coming up, did a lot of them have beards in them?
It was a period of a cycle of beard time, yes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, but the people back then seemed to keep their beard and mustache groomed more than
trimmed up.
But people don't know that a lot of them would have a mustache and then have something on their chin here, a little goatee.
Mm-hmm.
It'd go down there, but they kept it neat.
True. Yeah, that'd be, it'd probably take more time when you're shaving to keep all that.
Yeah,
trimmed up,
yeah.
We'll just go ahead.
Yeah, and then they used a straight razor to do it with.
Mm-hmm. It must have been pretty rough trying to trim up a mustache.
After you one time run to handle that razor there, it wasn't no problem.
And let's see, this would be your
ear.
And this, which one would that be? That'd be mine.
That would be your left ear, right ear.
And let's see, the thing here you call your
throat.
And this thing, you know, when you swallow and it goes up, what do people usually call that?
People used to that didn't know, they'd say, oh, I got something hung in my windpipe.
Hmm.
But it's your throat.
You ever hear anyone talk about the goozle or anything?
Yeah, you goozle.
Is that that little, like an Adam's apple?
Yeah, it's on the, well, your goozle is what your throat, what your food goes from your mouth to your stomach. Through.
That's a pipe, kind of.
Pipe.
And, let's see. You might go to the dentist and have him look at your
teeth.
Yeah, or he might feel one.
Cavity.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see, that flesh around your teeth, you'd say your teeth.
That's your gum.
And that part of your hand there, you...
That's the palm of your hand.
You'd say, I made two... you're talking about this, you'd call that those two...
That's your fist.
Mm-hmm. And you had two of them, you had two...
Two fists.
And you know when people, you say, you get the arthritis, you'd say, yeah, I hurt in my
muscles.
And when the bones come together there, you say...
That's your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.